DJ on the keys. We got JR, if you please. We got Pegsy, we got Skime. And a shout to the others at this Christmas time.
Christmas.
Swords swinging, bells ringing. And it ain't Christmas carols that we're singing, but it's synthetic joy that we're bringing.
Christmas.
We're talking West Coast, that's where we're from most. And we're making some noise with the Oak Coast.
Christmas.
We're gonna etch, we're gonna sketch, we're gonna bring all the joy we can fetch. We've been playing with our knobs and we've got to the jobs, and COVID ain't beaten us yet.
Christmas.
Tell me, have you heard of a computer nerd that stood on platform zero? We'll see you later, arpeggiator is an only human hero.
Christmas.
We got DJ on the keys, we got JR, if you please, we got Pegsy, we got Skime, and a shout to the others at this Christmas time.
Only Human Radio.
I'm not telling him that. I'm not going to tell him that. He'll go bloody mad. He will. I know what it... He will. If I tell him I've spent all the money for the Only Human Christmas lunch on the graphics for tonight, he's going to come back. Well, I'm not going to tell him. You can tell him. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely Christmas, Gary. Give my best to John. All right, I think we're on there. Right, is anybody here? Hello?
Good evening.
Hello.
Happy
hello.
Christmas.
Hello, hello.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Good Lord, is it that time of year? It is. Andy, you're there looking spectacularly Christmassy.
Thank you. Well, what, in the green hoodie? Yeah. Looking all right. Looking all right.
There's a little bit of sparkle on your glasses there, I think, is there?
Yeah. Who were you on the phone to?
Just my friend Gary. And his friend John's popped round for a mince pie. They didn't want to send us a message because they said they were a bit embarrassed about it last time. So, right. Yeah, they didn't want to send
it. I can't imagine why.
Neither can I, after all the positive feedback we had about it. But anyway, Gary's been somewhat embarrassed. He has been somewhat... We have got other people with us tonight, haven't we?
We have.
Who have we got with us, Andy? There is a bunch.
It's almost a party.
It is almost, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's me and you, as usual.
Right.
But spicing things up, we've got Rob Dixon.
Hello.
We've got Andy Darrant.
Hiya.
And we've got Mr. Phil Goodall.
Ho, ho, ho.
Everybody all right?
Well, there's some fantastic... I wish I could remember what the word is. What's the word for somebody who makes hats or collects them?
Milliner.
Thank you. There's some fantastic millinery going on around somewhere or other today. And I think my vote is for Andy Darren's hat. That's nice. Superb.
It's pure class.
It looks Dickensian.
It does.
It goes with the tash.
It does. And then Phil's chosen a drink which actually matches the colour of his hat and his sweater.
Cheers.
What are you drinking, Phil?
Yes.
It's some gin concoction.
Sounds magnificent.
He doesn't care what it is, does he? Look at him.
Exactly. And you know, the other thing is, Andy, as well, that it doesn't matter that I've spent all the budget on graphics anyway, because we couldn't have had the party anyway, because all of a sudden Wales is on tier 4 now, and everybody else is in lockdown, and apparently Christmas is Easter. So, you know, we might as well just spend it on the graphics. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore.
What the hell? What's going on over there? What's going off?
Nothing. Quite literally nothing anymore.
Literally nothing.
Yeah, quite literally nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do nothing anymore.
Yeah.
But that's it. And we just hit pause. Well, we've got a very, very special night in store tonight, haven't we, Andy? Because what we've done is we've asked our special guests tonight to put their selection in from the... And I think we were trying to add it up the other day, Andy. I think there was like 76 tunes or something like that we've had on the show since March.
Yeah, loads.
Loads of talent.
I'm gonna hazard a percentage, but I think it's probably over 90% has come from the Only Human / Modulate groups. So this is all homegrown goodness.
So our
something to be very proud of and to celebrate tonight, I would say.
It is, absolutely. It's that silver lining that we've got on the cloud that's constantly hanging over us for the last year, since last March, and probably will do till 2025. There is something special on tonight, and everybody's chosen a track tonight. We've asked two special guests to choose two special tracks tonight. But we've all been listening to these all week, just trying to make our notes and all the rest of it. And I think it was you this afternoon, Phil, said it's just an astonishing array of music that we've got on tonight. I mean, really, truly, this is like production quality music, apart from mine, but it is production quality music that we've got on here tonight.
Yeah, and very varied and exciting. Bit of lyrics, bit of instrumental. It's got a bit of everything for everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas indeed. And we should have mentioned right up front as well that amazing Christmas intro was written by you, Phil, as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, about the third attempt, that one, because the first one was too rude, especially against Matt Garnett and the sword-swinging robot. I forgot he was robot and said organ, sword-swinging organ, and it didn't sound right.
Well, it's a magnificent tune anyway. I do like it very much. Right, Andy, so do you want to give us a little bit of a taster for what we've got in store tonight?
Well, do you know what? I was thinking, what we're going to do is it's going to be a slightly different format tonight. Everybody, as Jules has just said, we're going to be asking everybody to nominate a tune or two, and then we're going to play them. But also, instead of our usual Gear Geek Corner, we've asked everybody to... sorry.
It's just me opening a bottle of wine.
I know. It's just the faces you're pulling. And we've asked everybody to write a letter to Santa and let Santa know about a piece of gear that we've never owned, would really love to own, and a very brief description why. So it's going to be a night of celebrating the music that we've been playing over the last sort of 6 months, is it? And then sort of having a bit of a daydream about bits of kit that we would love to own. So that's what tonight's all about, and having a couple of beers as well.
Well, why not? It is Christmas after all. Who's got the eggnog? Nobody. Right. Okay. So we should move on to the first song. So first up, we've got it's our very good friend Matt Garnett, Sword Swinging Robot. So whose choice was this? Was this you, Rob?
It's mine. Yeah. No, it's my choice. Yeah.
So which song is this one?
Shake the Universe. One of the many, many highlights off his debut album, but personal favourite of mine, just because having heard it develop and grow at various modulates and Only Human Nights over the past year or two, and yeah, to finally hear him get it out there on an album and properly recorded, just fantastic, brilliant tune.
Andy, do you want to do your Shake the Universe voice again, like you did last time?
Oh, yeah. Shake the universe.
And, of course, this is off his new CD, as Phil is quite rightly promoting there.
Who's got it? I've got it.
I've got it.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I got it off. What's it? I bought it on Bandcamp.
So we've all bought it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a cracking album.
It is.
It's great.
It is. It's super.
And this is the track of it as well, isn't it? This is the biggie.
This is like the lead track off it, isn't it? And yeah, I don't know whether there's any hard copies available, but if there isn't, it's still available on Bandcamp. Rob, do you know the Bandcamp address for Sword Swinging Robot?
No, but if you go onto Bandcamp and just type Sword Swinging Robot into the search bit, you'll get it. Remember to spell that right.
You need to post it under the thing. I know you never do, but that's what you should do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Andy, we'll say we'll do it, and then we'll just not bother.
Yeah, Matt can do it. But if you,
do the work for yourself. Look it up. Do a bit of searching. Come on.
And if you buy it before Christmas,
swords. What's your version? Sword swinging. What, Phil?
Organ. Shake the universe. Yeah. Sword swinging organ.
Oh dear me! I tell you what. Should we ever listen? This is Sword Swinging Robot with Shake Your Organ. Universe.
is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
We'll be right back. arrives, it will shake the universe. Your time has come.
Well, as always, we knew how good that was going to be because we've heard it before and it's off the album, but that is just such a magnificent big... And again, Andy, you picked these well for the night to make sure that we start off with an absolute boom banger, and that was a boom banger to start the night out.
Well, I didn't pick it. Rob picked it, but I put it at the start.
I know, exactly. You position these very, very nicely, though. You do. And we're not doing comparisons, are we? Because we thought it was a Christmas special. But stop the comparisons. Stop the silliness. We'll keep this a bit more sensible. So don't any comparisons out of anybody.
I wasn't going to compare it to Eaton Mess as a pudding at all, because I think it's got all the bits that sort of just break up together beautifully.
Well, I'm glad you haven't done that, Andy. Yeah. And no, Phil, I hope...
No, I wasn't going to compare it to well-sugared Turkish Delight either.
Good. I'm very pleased you've not done that either. And Andy Peggs, I'm sure...
I would never talk about a yard of Jaffa Cakes.
Certainly not.
With it being sweet and long.
The thing with that one for me is the hook. It just sticks with you. It's just in your head once you've heard it. I love that track.
Absolutely.
It is. It's a superb... It is. Yeah. And again, if anybody hasn't listened to the whole album, it's hard to pick your favourite song out of that album because literally everything on that album is just brilliant. I mean, it's a proper...
But it's like Rob said, though, it's... I listened to it in the car the other day, which is my sort of place I listen to most music. And I knew it before on the first time I'd played it because I've heard it evolving over the last 18 months. It's been a pleasure to hear it get to this point. It's ace.
And that lad knows when to use a 303.
He absolutely does. You're right there, Phil. Yeah. Yeah, it can be overused, you're right, because it can be overused, but it's subtly used within that and beautifully used. Right, and speaking to you, Phil, as well, I think you might have popped your little note in the mailbox for Santa, might have you?
Yeah.
Look at the confusion on his face there. What on earth are you talking about? Have you written a note to Santa about your wish list for your...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Your piece of gear.
That note. Yeah. Yeah, you're on about the Odyssey.
I don't know. I've not read the name yet, Phil.
Bayringer Odyssey is what I've asked for. Because ever since I was a kid and I saw Gary Numan on Top of the Pops and every single member of his band was playing an Odyssey, I've always wanted one. And I was nearly tempted by the Korg, which was cheap enough, because they've always been too expensive.
Hmm.
But the Behringer one, I'm definitely going to ask Santa to send it over.
Because what are they? They're about 500 quid, are they, something like that?
Less than that, 300 odd.
Is it?
375, yeah. I've just eBayed.
That's an amazing piece of kit.
And to get it with all the effects as well on it, just I think it's an absolute bargain. And such a funky synth. If you want to play funk...
Is it a mono, Phil?
It's like a duophonic. You can play a two-note chord. It's got two oscillators. And it's a real sound effects machine. But when I saw Gary Numan with his whole band playing one, and it looked so cool, and then a few years later, I saw a film called Spinal Tap, where everybody was playing the bass, and I thought, is that the equivalent?
Well, do you know what, Phil? Gary's given me a call Christmas morning because he always does. So I'll ask him about that and and just check out, you know, what his thoughts are on the Behringer one.
Was Billy Curry in that one?
I think he was. Billy
Curry played with him for a bit, didn't he?
He looked like he didn't want to be there. He looked miserable. Mind you, said to Gary, I suppose.
He was always does.
That's because he was missing Jules.
He was.
He was, yeah.
He was, bless him.
See, Jules models himself on now.
Oh, dear me. Let's move very swiftly on, shall we? But that is a great choice. I hope that lands in your Christmas stocking this year as a large bundled piece at the top of it there. Perhaps with a cowboy hat on top of the stocking, hiding the Behringer piece of equipment underneath it. You never know, Phil. Let's see what Santa brings if you've been a good boy this year.
Absolutely,
keep them crossed always. Right, Andy D, it's your choice coming up next. So what have you chosen for your tonight's... Christmas cracker.
I've chosen one of yours.
What?
I've got Trickster.
Oh.
I think this is a cracking track. It's really summery and happy. I think it's a real summer track. I've written down it's kind of got an Ibiza feel. I don't really know what an Ibiza feel is, if I was honest. I've been there once. I went there 25 years ago, and I don't remember a lot about it, if the truth were told. But it's kind
did you
of
have
like
an
what,
Ibiza feel?
Does it have an Ibiza feel?
No, did you have one when you were there?
I didn't. No, I wasn't that lucky.
See, due to my age, I only get a Madeira feel now. That's the sort of feel I get. It's not quite the same.
I did try, but I got a slap.
But I'm glad you liked it.
It's a cracking track. I really like it. It's very happy. I think, I don't know. Was it one of the ones you did on your patio? Was it from your patio series? Because you did a few where you were in the patio.
It was actually a while back, that one. I did that on a Korg Electribe and on Machine, it was. And that 303 sound comes with the Korg Electribe. And you had to layer up two different sets of... Oh, God, it was so complicated to get that 303 sound out of that thing. But it actually turned out to be quite a nice sound in the end, but it was so complicated to do.
What was that, the Electribe synth, not the sampler?
It was the... Which one was it now? Because I've had three Electribes. I've had two synths and one sampler. It was a synth one, it was.
It was a synth one. Yeah, I remember that patch you did on it.
Which was actually a good piece of equipment. I liked that Electribe synth. It was a really nice piece of equipment, that. But just difficult to use. That was the only thing. My kids like it, which is a telling sign. And it's the only one they do like. They don't like anything
else. I've got a pudding to compare it against.
Oh, please do.
I've gone for churros or churros.
Oh.
Because it's Spanish feel to it, you see. That Spanish kind of churros dipped in chocolate.
Well, I like it. Andy, you're just going to go for a slightly shorter packet of Jaffa Cakes.
What, a foot one? A foot long? Yeah, a foot long Jaffa Cakes.
4-inch.
But the strawberry flavour.
Special 4-inch edition.
Yeah.
Full moon, half moon, total eclipse. Remember that?
Oh, dear. Anybody else for a pudding before we put it on? should we just listen?
Let's
right,
listen to
okay.
It. Yeah.
This is Citizen Fly. This is Trickster.
Only Human Radio. Thank you.
It's nice to hear your song played on the radio sometimes, isn't it? And I did enjoy that myself. It's been a little while since I listened to that, so thank you very much, Andy, for picking that one. I actually... Yeah, really quite enjoyed listening to that myself. So let's move on very, very quickly. We've got something really quite, well, extraordinary, really. So this is somebody who's sort of blossomed in the community over the last 2 years, I'd say. Because do you remember, Andy, back in, crikey, was that last year in Chester when we did that night? We did an ambient night outside for Jim L.
We did, how would you call it?
It's like a chill out.
An accompaniment. Yeah. The techno raged inside. We did a laid back hardware set outside.
Was that last year? I can't remember.
It was June last year. Yeah, because
it was last year.
We were at Cloud Spotting, so it would have been around the kind of summer equinox, because,
Right. So we played
David Julian that one.
And David Hughes also came, and I think it was his first ever live performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There was me and you, Dave Julian, Edgy,
yep.
Dr. Skyme.
Yeah.
Matthew played, sword swinging.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, that's right. But it was David Hughes' first ever performance, and he gave just the performance of a lifetime. It was amazing.
It was
utterly amazing. And every single really thing good. That he's produced since then has been astonishing. So, Phil, you've picked this one out.
Yeah, Platform Zero.
That's him.
Mr. Hughes himself. And I said, I think, earlier today, he's one of the guys that I think 2021, in January, he needs to make that New Year's resolution to create an album next year. So I just love his ambient styles, and that arpeggiator, he's mastered it. He's the king of arpeggiation, but blends it and blurs it and ambients it. Absolutely fantastic. And, Andy's puddings, etc., I've sort of likened this track to, when you're on a Christmas day and you've got the Christmas cartoon, like the snowman or something like that. Something floaty, sort of a bit surreal. Absolutely fantastic. And I think this track has got all that Christmas back. I find myself getting emotional to it. I don't know whether everybody else does.
I agree,
emotional.
I think just the synth sounds in it, the sounds he's pulled out of his synths, I don't know what he uses, but whatever he's pulled out, they're just beautiful. It's just beautiful, beautiful sounds he makes out of it. I stuck my head between the speakers and closed my eyes and listened to it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, like melancholic.
Yeah.
And a sadness, yet a joy, all at the same time. I think it's fantastic.
I've put it as stereo floaty OMD-esque Odyssey.
Oh, my life!
He'll like the OMD comparison.
It's true, though, isn't it? Those synth sounds are a bit... They've got that to them, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, they absolutely have. And it's... We can use the word once an episode, Andy. It is a true... There's no other way of describing that other than a soundscape.
It is. I think it's a remix. Is it...
What is?
Yeah, he got a friend to remix it, didn't he?
That's right. Is it Great Circles?
That rings a bell.
Should have written
no
it
circular
down.
Pun intended. But, in my opening Christmas jingle, have you heard about the computer nerd that stood at Platform Zero? That is about Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
That is amazing arpeggiation.
Yes.
Yeah.
See you later, arpeggiator.
Do you know? I mean, as much as I want to chat about Dave's tune forever, do you know what I've forgotten to do?
What's that?
Andy Darren, you're supposed to be talking about your Novation Peak. That's my fault, not yours. So what? And I've given it away, and that means you won't get it for Christmas.
No, I've blown my letter to
He's
Santa.
Blown it.
That's it. You'll have heard that.
I was going to swear
now.
At you, but I won't. Not loud.
Oh my life! I can't believe I've done that. So I'll just rewind that and just say, Andy, if you were to write a letter to Santa for Christmas and wish for an amazing piece of equipment, what would you wish for?
I've written a letter. Can I read my letter to you?
Please do.
So I said, Dear Santa, I hope you and Mrs. Claus are well and have had a good year despite all this COVID nonsense. I would really like a Novation Peak for Christmas. While I've been locked down, I've been trying to make synth-pop tunes encouraged by my lovely friends online at Only Human. After many years of trying, I think I'm starting to get the hang of it and would really like a groovy-sounding synth that's versatile and can make some of the noises I hear in my head. I already have a nice analog synth, but I think this hybrid, whatever hybrid means, would be complemented nicely and give a new dimension to what I do. In honesty, I have no idea what wavetables are, but I think they probably sound good. I also already have a lovely control keyboard sequence with limited my space is small, so a desktop footprint is ideal. Most of all, I like playing with knobs, and I'm excited that the Peak has loads of them and that they seem really well laid out and easy to understand. This is important to me because I'm a bit of a thickie. I think I could start tweaking sounds to my desire without too much of a learning curve, and as someone without a great deal of experience in sound design, that hands-on instant control will allow me to get my head around it more easily. I could never justify to my wife spending this sort of money on a synth, so you and your elves are my only help. Give my love to Rudolph and the other reindeers, Andy. P.S. I've tried really hard to be a good boy this year.
Well, I hope your Christmas wish comes true. Don't you, Andy?
I do.
It won't.
Is it the one...
Andy's looking a bit emotional there.
Yeah.
I am. After that. I am, because I started to sort of really drift off listening to you later.
Sorry.
But not off.
No.
I'll go home.
No. Drifting off wistfully rather than sleepily. I had a far away look in my eye. It's falling to bits.
We've just been rambling. So it's Platform Zero. What's the song called?
It's called Augmentation.
Thank goodness for that. Here we go. Let's have a listen. Thank you. Phil, what a great choice. Platform Zero Augmentation. Spatial, I don't know what, I don't know what else to say. Amazing video. Who did the video?
Fabulous video,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was me. I know. I was just waiting for that bit of adulation. Right. Anyway, so it was a great piece of music there. So next up, we've got to, well, I tell you what, let's do this the right way round this time. Let's actually do the piece of equipment first, and then we'll go on to the song the way we should have done it in the first place, Andy, shall we?
Well, the way you should have done it in the first place.
It's a fair point.
Drag me into it.
It's a fair point, well made. And also, do you know why we're doing it the right way around this time?
Why's that?
Because it's my piece of equipment.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Now, well, I know, it's all very well saying that, Phil, but I've got to now look it up on my phone because I can't remember what I said. So just bear me 2 seconds.
It was the Waldorf Iridium.
It was, but I've got to compare it to some... bear me a second.
Oh, yeah, that's the most expensive bit of kit.
It's a beautiful piece of kit, and it is the Waldorf Iridium, and it's that's why I need to look it up, because it's actually the desktop version of the Waldorf Quantum, but slightly changed. So the Waldorf Quantum is an 8-voice polyphonic synthesizer. The Waldorf Iridium is a 16-voice, and it's cheaper. So the Waldorf Iridium, I think, is about $2,000, and I think what was the other one I said? What it was called? The Quantum is about $3,500, but for your $2,000, you actually get more. So you've got 3 oscillators in there. I've watched so many videos on this piece of equipment, and it is the most complicated piece of equipment I've ever seen in my life. But basically, which means it's not actually for me. So Santa, do not give this to me, because all I will do is look at it, dribble on it, and then I have to sell it. But it is an amazing piece of equipment. So it's basically all the things I've read about it and all the things I've seen about it say this is the only synthesizer you will ever need. It's a wavetable synthesizer. It's a subtractive synthesizer. It's another 2, which I can't even remember what they were. It's got 3 oscillators in it. You can use it as a sampler as well. So you can sample into it, which seems like a waste of time for something so expensive. But once you've sampled into it, then you can synthesize that sound so expansively into something completely different from what you've sampled into it. It's extraordinary. It's got a massive touchscreen. And guess what, Rob? It's got an XY pad on it.
It's got an XY pad.
It's got an XY pad on it. It's got everything.
Sounds like a Blofeld.
I've got a Blofeld.
Have you ever managed to program it, Phil?
No.
That's the problem with a Blofeld. What they've done is they've put it, because you've got this big screen on there, and you've got knobs by the side of the screen to control everything. Every time you go to any one of the various parameters on there, you've got this big screen which explains it all to you. And it's a proper touch screen, so you can have actually a proper wave table on there, and you can do a touch screen on the wave table and move yourself up and down around it. It's phenomenal. If you've never seen one or never looked at it, just watch some YouTube videos on the Waldorf Iridium.
Is a wave table not a bit scary to program? Is that not something which is scary? Do you just like take the presets? Is it easy?
Yeah, it's just taking a cycle of any other waveform and repeating it at speed so it makes a noise.
Okay.
But I've got some good news for you, Jules.
Sorry, go on, Phil. Yeah.
I've got some good news for you. Right. You know that synth that you're after, the Iridium?
Yeah.
If you wait till next Christmas, Behringer are cloning it at this moment.
But anyway, so if anybody else, just have a look at it. It's an amazing piece of equipment. It really is. It's phenomenal. Right, so whose choice of song is it coming up next? Andy Pell, it's you.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, yeah, I love this tune. It's absolutely ace. Luke French and his mate Christian. Luke French has moved to Manchester and lives with a bunch of like-minded people. I suppose, I don't know, like the Double Deckers or the Partridge Family or something like that. And they're making music in this. And the not Double Deckers, the chocolate.
Showing your age.
I remember the Double Deckers.
Yeah, they remade it in the 90s.
Did they?
Anyway.
None taken.
Tigger was 45.
Anyway.
Was it Tiger?
Yeah, so I thought I'd go for a festive tune, you know, something that represents this time of year, this wistful mood we're in, and it's called Murder on the Car Park, which is obviously has strong links to Christmas, but it's just a great tune. I love it, absolutely fell in love with it the minute I heard it. Play it for fun, play it for leisure, and it's on my, it's on one of my playlists, SoundCloud playlists, and I love it, it's ace.
It's an amazing piece of music. It genuinely is. When you get it, I've listened to this a few times this week, and I'd forgotten how good it was until I played it again. But genuinely, this is a piece of music I'd buy.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
I don't know. Luke, like Joel, Dr. Skyme, they've got a very, very particular sound. And I say this about Joel, but equally about Luke. It's been on a couple of seconds and you know who's made it. And I think to sort of have a signature sound is, for me, is a very good thing, you know. But yeah, I just love this. I can't even really say why. I think it's just the programming on it. It sounds as if there's some crazy modular stuff going on. There's a dark melody and, you know, yeah. Just ticks many, many boxes for me. Anybody else like it?
Yeah. I noticed that there's a... Because I likened it to watching your Christmas thriller, like Die Hard.
Right.
And I've even noticed that there is a sample of the lead character in Die Hard, John McLean's wife, is in there, saying something about her life. You listen at it. She's in there.
Are you sure? Yeah. When you played this on the radio show, you were talking about where the sample came from. And yeah. I don't think you ever revealed it. Did you ever find out?
It wasn't
Die Hard.
Was it Die Hard?
The best way.
It was John McClane's wife from Die Hard.
There you go. The best way is just to post it on YouTube, because YouTube will tell you.
Die Hard.
I like this. I think the beats in it are obviously just fantastic. It's all about the beats. And I always admire that, because I'm very lazy with beats. I just get a beat and then leave that running. Don't do anything with it, really. But it's just a science that I can't do.
I've not listened to it on headphones, but I would imagine... No, I have. Of course I have, when I was editing it. But the beats are flying from everywhere.
Yeah.
Taken great... Luke's taken great care on... the sonic structure and where it feels like it's just coming from everywhere when I listen to it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway.
I don't want to pull anybody's pudding away. So has anybody got a pudding they wanted to put to this, even though we're not doing...
I had summer pudding because it's sweet and spiky.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
I love a summer pudding.
I like a bit of summer pudding. You get that sort of bitterness in there as well as the nice sweetness, you know?
Yeah. Phil, I know you'll have something to this.
No.
What?
My analogy was Die Hard. That's it.
Die Hard's good.
But it's fantastic. I mean, it conjured it up to me. That sample, I put my life on it, came out of Die Hard.
It might have done. Well, I tell you what, I'll be on Christmas Day, so everybody have a listen and see if they can work out if it came from there or not. Yeah. In the meantime, should we have a listen?
Yeah.
So this is Gene Steeler's... Why not? This is Gene Steeler's. This is Murder on the Car Park.
Only Human Radio.
What's the word, Jared? Hey, do you also drive a boat car? You gave me a ride in a car that was also a boat. No, man, I don't have a boat car. I know what you're talking about. Man, this must be like parallel universe night. You know that cat that was just in here, just ran out the door? But it comes up to the counter, you know, and I say, what's the word, Jared? Then he lays down this burrito, and he kind of looks at me, kind of stares at me, and then he says, I have a piece of paper. Thank you.
Andy, that couldn't have been a better choice. It just couldn't have been a better choice.
I know. Luke messaged me the other day and he said that he's got more stuff coming. So I just said, keep firing it over, keep sending us stuff. So for future Only Human Radio, we're going to be treated to plenty of Gene Stealers and Wasberg stuff.
I was going to say, so it's not all Gene Stealers and he performs under other names as well, is he?
Yeah, you know Story House with the drum machine battle?
Yeah.
So he's part of that, was he?
There was Dr. Skime and Wasberg. Wasberg is Luke, who is also Gene Stealers.
Right, that makes sense.
Oh, I didn't realise that either.
You played one of their tracks as well, didn't you? I think you played something by them together. I think you did.
We played loads of Dr. Skime and...
I think you played one with them together, because I listened to all the shows that you have.
Well, you're our only listener. Isn't that nice? anyways, let's move on quickly. So next up, we've got it's a piece of equipment. It's you, Andy.
Right. I haven't done a Gear Geek yet, so this is new territory for me.
Shall I pretend to be you?
Yeah, go on then.
And then you can be the interview. So. Why have you chosen the insert name of a piece of equipment here?
I have chosen the Soma Laboratories Pulsar 23.
Why have you chosen that?
I don't feel like telling you.
You're better at this than I am.
All right. Why have you chosen that?
He usually asks, what is it?
Oh, that's it. What is it? What is it?
While the tune was playing, I was just having a quick chat with Rob. First of all, I've realised that it was Rob. Rob would have chosen it if I hadn't got there first. So that's two endorsements for this thing, but it's called the Soma Laboratories Pulsar 23. Also manufacturers of the Lyra, am I right?
Yeah. Like
the Lyra?
They do.
Is that the Kira Lyra? Is that right?
No, Soma Lyra. Soma Lyra 8.
What am I thinking of then? Doesn't matter.
It might as well be talking another language.
Is it a drum machine, Andy?
That's a good question. Is it a drum machine? Yeah. It's got four channels. One of the channels is a kick drum. One of the channels is not a drum, it's a synth. One of the channels is a clap, and one of the oscillators or channels is a hi-hat / ride.
So when you say channels, Andy, so when you say the second channel is a synth, is that a built-in synth?
If you can imagine that a drum machine has a kick drum, a snare, hi-hats, claps, this kind of thing. I've got an Arturia Drum Brute Impact, which I think has got 10 voices on there. Hmm. It's analog, but they're all kind of tuned to be that thing. Untypically for Soma Laboratories, they've followed an ordinary type of drum machine format where you've got a channel that is a kick drum, a channel that is a synth, a channel that is a clap, and a channel that is a hi-hat. So it's only got four voices.
Right.
Well, kind of only got four voices, really. I mean,
the thing is, though, it's obvious that I'm never going to get invited to work for Soma Laboratories because I'm doing such a poor job of actually describing this machine. But it is actually a semi-modular, it's more of a synth. They're selling it as a drum machine.
Yeah.
But it is fully interactive. You can modulate all the signals. Right. There's LFOs. There's what's that thing? Sample and hold. There's all sorts of things.
Hey, what it reminds me of is, like, you know, the DFAM, where you basically get one. The DFAM's monophonic and it's got sequencer in there, and you can tweak all the different bits to make all these drum sounds. It's like that, but with four voices. And you can make any of those voices sound like anything, can't you, really? I mean, it says a kick drum channel, but it's not really just a kick drum, is it? Like a drum boot kick drum, you can...
When I say it's got four channels and four voices, that is probably the least service you can do this thing, because when you listen to somebody, if it's in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing with it, it is one of the most phenomenal sounding instruments I think I've ever heard, and I want one so much. But I think, Andy, you've just googled the price of it, haven't you?
Yeah.
How much is it, Andy?
£1,700.
Well, and Pegsy, I've got some good news for you. You wait till next Christmas, bearing your own. The clone in it at this moment is going to be £70 with effects.
Oh.
God bless Uli Behringer.
Don't think the Behringer engineers could possibly drink the amount of vodka required to program and engineer a Soma device.
I'm just looking at a picture of it. It's got a lot of sort of switches and things on it. Are they switches?
You like knobs and switches, Andy, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Can I just read a few things? And I don't want to bang on about this too much. I'm doing such a poor job of describing this machine. Can I read a few things that I've nicked off their website? It says, all machines are warmed with human hearts and hands.
Priceless.
That's how they describe their customer service. And if you don't want to buy something that is manufactured that way, then you're a cold person.
Anyway. Uli Behringer.
Oh, Rob, yeah. You might be able to answer this, because I think you know a bit more about it than I do. But are they Polish or Russian?
Russian.
I couldn't quite work out.
They're Russian, so a Russian company, yeah.
Cool. It's quite a tradition of cool Russian synths going back in
there
time.
There are,
I mean, Olivox.
It's utterly TGA. Impenetrable at first glance, the synth, and which is why I quite like the look of it. It looks like something you'd have to properly tame and work
and you can
out.
Stick lots of wires in it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not normal modular wires. So they're not normal patch cables, I don't think, Andy.
They're little bulldog clip type jobbies.
Oh, is that all those things sticking out the top? Are they not switches? They're for putting bulldog clips on, are they?
No, they're pegs.
They're pegs for putting your bulldog clips
on. Oh, in that case, it's made for you. They're Andy pegs out the top.
But if you do something with bulldog clips, then you can charge double the price. It's a fact.
Exactly. Listen, as much as I'd love to talk about this all night, we do need to...
Can I just tell you one more thing about it?
Please do.
Because you know that it's got pegs on it. If you touch one peg with one hand and another peg with one hand...
No way.
Another hand...
No way. I know what you're going to say. Is that going to go through your body?
It connects. You can play it like that with your fingers.
No way.
But you can do that with modular, Andy. You know that if you take a modular plug out and tap it, you can trigger it like a gate or a trigger on the module.
Yeah, but only because I'm so cack-handed. I'm like, ooh.
And fear of electrocution.
Shall we move on? Yeah, I feel like I've been.
I'm going to listen to a demo of it straight when we come off this.
You've done a good job.
Go on the website,
there.
Andy. Yeah. Go on their website. It's absolutely amazing.
You've done a great job there. Before you go on that website, Andy, Perhaps you need to introduce why you've chosen Andy's song as the next song.
Ah, Dance
Which
Ballon.
Which is Dance Ballon.
Dance Ballon. It's fantastic. I love this. It's just pop-tastic, isn't it? It's just great. I know you've kind of badged this as being French with the title, but I kind of put this into your Miami series of things that you've done this year. I really enjoyed the set of tunes you've done this year that have been kind of Miami Vice influenced. You've had a few. I think that's probably because of your Digitone that you got fairly recently. I think you've really...
Well, it's the FM sound.
Yeah, it's ace. I love it. I really love it. It's just a dead catchy tune, and it's a great pop song. I love this.
Do you know what I got in Oxfam over the weekend? I got Miami Vice soundtrack on vinyl.
No way!
Songs from Miami Vice.
That's good. Wow.
It's absolutely mint. It's got people like, who's it got on it? Tina Turner.
Oh, really?
Tina Turner.
Yeah, but it's like proper, you know, like synth bass. It's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, yeah, I've been heavily influenced by Miami Vice this year.
Yeah, Jan Hammer. Is it Jan Hammer did the thing for that? I've got that album, which is the theme. We just go off on a Miami Vice. But yeah, I do think that there have been a series of things that you've done. You've put out so much stuff, but you could put a series of them together that are very Miami Vice influenced. And this would fall under it for me, despite your French, you know, pretense with it.
I'm just making it up.
I'm going a different direction. I've got more kind of Scandi disco.
Yeah, there's a bit of that, isn't there?
Yeah, bit of the Todd Turgis.
Sorry, I was just going to interrupt there very briefly and just do my little joke that every time I drive down the M6 at a certain point, I go past Knutsford City Limits, and I probably shouldn't have bothered. Interrupting everything.
I like
with that.
It. Knutsford City Limits, I'll do that myself.
Yeah. Now, do you really, Phil? I'm glad somebody else does.
Yeah, and there's another one further up called Fortan. I always hate that sort of Fortan.
Oh, Christ, you want to see the size of the gin that Phil's drinking? Oh, should we have a listen?
Have a listen to it, it's great.
It is an amazing song. Andy, this is a genuinely amazing song. And I was talking to Rob earlier this afternoon. Sorry, I will stop rambling. Talking to Rob earlier this afternoon, and both Rob and I were saying, this is like a release song. This is a song you could actually genuinely release. And this could be a charting song. It is an amazing piece of music, Andy. Genuinely is. So this is Andy Pegg's Dance Ballon. Everybody enjoy this.
Well, to me, Christmas is all about balloons. And Andy's track, I think, is the most apt that we've played tonight for Christmas, for a Christmas special. Ballon being the French for balloon.
Is it?
It is.
No, it isn't.
It isn't.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
That's
isn't
the
it?
French for ball.
It's French for ball.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought it was balloon as well.
Oh, I did as well.
Hence the video. So, you got lots of balloons
exactly.
in the video.
That's why I stuck balloons in the bloody video.
So my pluralising of the balloons to mean fun bags actually means balls. Two balls. It's bad both ways.
You wouldn't believe how long I spent trying to find that footage of a robot dancing with children with balloons.
Do you know, I didn't have the heart to tell you.
God, it's ruined it.
Hours.
It's a crap song. Don't like it anymore.
I can genuinely see the upset in Phil's face there.
You have to do a remix of the video, Jules. The dictionary definition of ballon in English is the ability to appear effortlessly suspended while performing movements during a jump. It's a dancing term.
Isn't that balance?
Ballon. Yes.
It works again.
And that's the hidden meaning.
That's the
of
hidden
the song.
Meaning.
Interestingly,
yeah.
we were all doing that while we were listening to it there as well, weren't we?
That's, what
was
you
that from, it? Rob? The Kama Sutra, did you say?
Anyone got a pudding?
I've got creme brulee just to keep the French thing going on there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've got one for this. Tiramisu.
Oh, yes.
New sophisticated.
Greek. Is it Greek?
Italian. But don't worry about it. I mean,
same region, isn't it?
Defending of the nation tonight. I mean, why not?
I could do the accent. I won't.
Probably best.
No. No, don't.
No, not again. Not after last time. Anyway, so right, moving on. We've got... Phil.
Yeah?
It's another one of your choices.
Oh, brilliant, yes.
And it's a good one. And I've built that up nicely, ready to hold you there and say we're going to bring that choice in a second after we've heard about Rob's piece of kit. That sounds like I prepared that, but I actually forgot about that. So just bringing it in now. So Rob,
it sounds like you're just making it up as you go along.
It does really, doesn't it? I'm going to pass over to Andy to sort out your bit of kit with you.
Oh, right. Cheers. Thanks.
Well, so, after the appalling job I did of it last time, I think it's probably wise, don't you?
No, listen to a professional. So Rob, what is your letter to Santa and what have you chosen?
My letter to Santa is for a Analog Solutions impulse command.
So, and what is that?
So it's kind of a semi-modular synth, I guess, groove box. It's got lots of gorgeous red and yellow knobs on it, and filters and effects built in. But I think you can do both percussive sounds and melodies on it at the same time. Yeah, and it looks confusing and esoteric and looks like the kind of thing that would probably be a bit of a challenge to get something that sounded half decent out of it. So
you just said two words that I don't usually hear together, which is semi-modular and groove box.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So, well, I think because it's got the ability to kind of both do the percussion and the melodic side of things, but it does have patch points in there. So I think you can use it without patching it if you want. I think it's one of those that's kind of hardwired that you can plug stuff in and it'll make sound, but you can patch between the various envelopes and bits and bobs, connect it to your other kit, and you can patch it as well. So, it can kind of do both. It's a bit like a cross between a DFAM and a Mother 32, both in the same machine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've been looking at both of those recently.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're a British company. They make some... absolutely amazing analog gear. I've just always had my eye on this one.
Which way are you leaning on those two pieces of equipment then, Andy? Sorry to interrupt there.
I've been asking questions of both of them and the DFAM.
And Rob's had two DFAMs.
I'm not getting much love for the DFAM.
Oh,
I don't know, because I really like the look of it. I like the idea of it, but... I think the general opinion is that it doesn't give you much for your money.
No, Moog are a bit like Electron. And they kind of limit your... They kind of limit what a box can do rather than create possibilities with it.
Yeah.
Andy D's right. just Googling the price of that for us all right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, it's half the price of Andy's thing. £850.
Is it? £850 yeah. quid?
Oh, is that a snip?
It's a snip, isn't it? Yeah. Christ. And it's got red and yellow knobs. And it says here on the website, it's a sonic realizer.
I'm going to ask you something. The Andy Darrant scale of Jean-Michel Jarnes. Out of 10, how would you rate the flashing light sort of value of it?
I don't know with flashing lights on this one.
Yeah. The Las Vegas effect.
I think it's probably going to be a disappointing 4 or 5 on the Las Vegas effect. It's no modular light show.
No, it doesn't look it from here.
No. I think lots of confused looks in the room as you're trying to actually tune it and get it to produce anything meaningful. But when you do, that lovely look of surprise as people think, holy Christ, after 15 minutes, he's actually produced something we can shuffle the foot to.
That could be relief.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, usually.
It looks like a bit of kit I used to use when I worked at GEC, to be fair.
Yeah, I've been trying to do modular without a sequencer, and I've decided to abandon that experiment because for every 10 minutes it sounds amazing, there's 40 minutes of...
Rob, have you still got that pluck thing? You haven't sold that, have you?
No, I've still got that. So, good. Good. Yeah, so my hope is that maybe we can all do our thing live again, so it's time to start building another live set that I can actually prepare and have... kind of 40 minutes where I've got a vague idea what's going to happen rather than no idea.
We do need to move on because Phil's picked an astonishing piece of music here from I'm not going to say it. And in fact, Andy, I'll let you introduce this because you know more about this than I do, and Phil's picked it and I'm just the buffoon.
Phil's got a connection with this guy because this is a tune by Martin Christie. And it's called the what's it called?
The Day of the Oligarchs, or something.
Day of the Oligarchs.
On the Day of the Oligarchs, and Martin Christie is much much more than just a musician. He runs the Emom Nights, which is a national scene. Really, it stands for Electronic Music Open Mic. So this is the guy that introduced the idea of bringing open mics to electronic performers rather than acoustic guitarists, which is what it's predominantly sort of linked with. But I think you've been to one of these nights, haven't you, Phil? Martin Christie night.
Yeah, they started doing them in Leicester, and the first one it was absolutely brilliant. It's like a story house gig, but where you don't actually know who's going to be playing, and just people turn up, and plug in, and. Somebody did something on their iPhone. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, and the guy on the iPhone thing said, I've been to the London one. He says, at least the noise people haven't got up here. I said, what the hell's that, the noise people? He says, it's just people who plug stuff in and try to rip the wallpaper off the walls with the noise that they make. And, and the reason why I selected this track is because there's a bit of symbiosis with the Only Human community and what this guy stands for. And maybe in the future, who knows, there may be some sort of collaborative thing that goes on with Martin Christie. And he's just a big flag waver for electronic music.
I mean, we were doing some Googling this afternoon, weren't we, on YouTube and places like that and trying to find him. And Andy's got a book out, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a new book. I don't want to guess. It's called the Electronic Traveller or something like that.
Yes,
but it's but he's just had a book published about his sort of adventures in the the electronic world, and he's one of these sort of a doer. He's one of these people that just actually gets stuff done and makes things happen.
I love this. It gets better every time I listen to it. I don't like badging music and labelling it into genres and stuff, but I've given it a go with this just for the sheer hell of it. And I've called it anarcho-electro-punk folk music.
Yeah.
I like the fact it's political. I like the political. It's a very political song. I love that. I think the world needs more political music, and it's sort of coming back.
I'm with you on. I'm 100% with you on that.
It seems to disappear. Nice to about 20 years ago, it seemed to disappear, but it seems to be making a comeback now, political music. And artists should be political.
Tell you what, should we ever listen?
Aye. Yeah.
This is a special Christmas song. This is a marcher. It's amazing, isn't it? This is Martin Christie. This is The Day of the Oligarchs.
People were swept aside by the laws of the land. Whoa, 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 whoa. But you know, whoa, the whip cracks away. You know, whoa, cracks away. And on the first day of the oligarchs, the ruling elite created workers. And on the second day of the oligarchs, the ruling elite created money. And on the third day of the oligarchs, the ruling elite created banks. And on the fourth day of the oligarchs, the ruling elite created warfare. And I believe that all of these things never last. Cast aside a stranger from your distant past. Call aside an offering of everything you know. Oh, oh. Can't believe in difference or where you need to, need to, need to go, go. Let me tell you another story, happened more recently, when the people were unable to vote in a referendum. Whoa, 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 whoa. But you know, whoa, the whip cracks away.
Okay, oh, brilliant. That was Martin Christie on the Day of the Oligarchs. Absolutely brilliant bit of social commentary set to chiptune. It also reminds me of Bonanza or like a cowboy theme.
Bonanza.
you know, that whoa, that bit. Yeah. You know, it sounds like it sounds like a Western
theme.
The whip
cracks away.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And the whip cracks away. And do you know, honestly, that song has been in my head all week. It's a brilliant song. And the whip cracks away. It's a great song. Really,
his voice is amazing as well.
Mm. Yeah. I just like the idea that he's just sort of decided to write what is basically a Western theme and it in a chiptune style. I just find that fascinating and brilliant and really enjoyable to think about that somebody's done that. But yeah.
It's unique.
It is.
Did we do puddings? I can't remember.
I had apple and blackberry crumble on that one. That's because what I was eating when I listened to apple and blackberry. I was listening, eating some of that when I was listening to it. And it's a good, honest, sort of folky, down-to-earth pudding.
Do you know what? Oh, it's a really sad point of the night. It's coming up to our last song.
Oh, no.
What a festive treat it's been this evening.
It has.
Ho, ho, indeed. Do you want to ask me about my last song, Andy?
What's your last song, Jules?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that, Andy. It's I.O. With Black Diamond.
Only Human Radio.
This train is known as the Black Diamond Express train to hell. Sin is the engineer, pleasure is the headlight, and the devil is the conductor. I see the Black Diamond as she starts off for hell. The bell is ringing, hellbound, hellbound. The devil cries out, all aboard for hell. First station, the trumpet bell. Stop that and all the trumpets get on board. Have a big crowd down there drinking chumps today. Some drinking Chenin, some drinking moonshine, some drinking white dude and red horse. All you drunkards, you got to go to hell on the Black Diamond train. Black Diamond starts off a hell now. Next station is Lars Avenue. Wait there and let all the liars get on board. Have a big crowd liars down there. Have some smooth liars, some unreasonable liars, some professional liars, some bare-faced liars, some ungodly liars, some big liars, some little liars, some go to bed lying, get up lying, lie all day, now you and now me, a big crowd of liars, you gotta go to hell on a Black Diamond train. Next station is the Seawoodville. Wait there and hold the Seawoodville.
of us who have never seen one come in bomb. We read about them, we talk about them, wonder about these reports of strange phenomena in the sky. So almost from the start, CBS has been following the story. We have been collecting material on flying saucer observations for many months, checking, cross-checking, trying to track down leads, no matter how far afield they took. This tonight is our lead. We frankly admit that we don't know whether flying saucers actually exist. We've never seen one. Arnold was questioned by military intelligence.
Only Human Radio.
So can I do one controversial thing? Can I know we've all picked our tracks tonight, and Andy has picked out the amazing tracks for this year. But if you were going to listen to one track on Christmas morning out of the tracks that we'll listen tonight, and it doesn't have to be the track that you've picked tonight, each of you, and Andy, you're last, what are you going to pick? Christmas morning. Rob?
I'm going to stick with my choice. I'll go with Matt and Shake the Universe.
Good Just choice.
Tune of the year for me.
Good choice, good choice. Andy D?
I'm going to Shake the Universe as well, because if Rob hadn't got in first with it, it'd be my pick. I think that is the tune of the year from Only Human.
It's a double shaker. Phil?
Well, I like Shake the Universe, but I'd go for Augmentation. They're neck and neck for me by Platform Zero.
Yeah, that is a tricky one. Andy P?
Well, I was going to say We Saw Three Ships Come Sailing In, but that's that's not really...
I'll be listening that Christmas morning.
I love that. Yeah. I love it. That's what I'll actually be listening to on Christmas morning. But if I have to... Can I pick something that's not on tonight?
Yeah.
I think Fourth Eden, Ascension, that's a tune. And I just feel like I need to mention Neon Funk Child, Dave Julian as well.
I'm quite shocked we didn't get a Dave tune on tonight, really. I had Neon Funk Child right there, actually.
Well, and you've thrown that right up in the air, because I was going to try and choose something tonight. But now you said, I mean, as much as I love everything that Dave's done, Fourth Eden, Ascension, yeah, that's my tune of the year. It's just beautiful. It's utterly beautiful tune, that. Andy, what have we had on tonight?
Tonight, I can't believe we've actually made it to the end of it.
Didn't we start yesterday?
It's been long for us. Imagine what it's like for the listeners.
All right. So we had the wonderful Sword Swinging Robot, Shake the Universe. I think we can all agree it's probably the album of the year, tune of the year, absolutely Boston. It couldn't have been created by a nicer fella, you know. So a lot of love for
and just for to Matthew add to that, Andy, somebody who supports us all so well as well and remixes our songs. Nothing is too much trouble for Matt.
That's right. That's right. Second, Citizen Fly, Your Good Self, JR, Trickster. Yeah, so Trickster. Again, cracking tune. Number three, we had Platform Zero with Augmentation. Great Circles remix, and that was Phil's choice. Gene Steelers, which is Luke and his household of synth nuts, Murder on the Car Park. Number five was me, Dance Ballon.
Which is not a balloon.
Dancy balls.
It's not a balloon. In fact, I don't know what French for balloon is. It probably turned out to be ballon, but I don't know. So then we had Martin Christie, Phil's second choice, On the Day of the Oligarchs. Got everything for me, that, really.
Yeah.
Politics, chip tunes, you know, whatnot. And then we ended up with I.O. Black Diamond, which was your choice, Jules. A stonker, a stormer.
Yeah, it was a proper stormer. And we've had some amazing guests tonight as well, Andy, haven't we?
We have, yeah. Rob, Andy, Darrant, and Commander Phil. Absolutely brilliant to spend the evening with you. I'm surprised I can still sit up, actually, after what the cans I've got through this evening. But, yeah, brilliant. I can't think of a bunch of people. And If my editing skills could have handled it, then there's plenty more people that we would have had on. But, thank Merry Christmas, everyone, anyway.
Yeah, well, indeed, happy Christmas, and one and all. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you, thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas, one and all. And, if anybody's got any tunes out there, please do send them through. This is an absolutely open forum. We want your tunes. Again, this is our selection of tunes from the year. So these are amazing tunes tonight. That doesn't mean that you can't put your tunes through. We would love to hear your tunes. So just pop them through to onlyhumanradio@gmail.com and genuinely, we would love to listen to them. We would love to play them. This is an all-inclusive community. And what an amazing and bizarre year it's been. And let's hope 2021 is a better year for all of us. Phil, it's been amazing to talk to you as always. Rob, always a pleasure, never a chore. Andy, look at your hat. It's astonishing. But my other Andy, thank you so much for involving me in this. Thank you for putting up with me. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and let's look forward to another year of doing it. And thank you for everybody that put their tunes in. We know how much effort and time it takes to create these tunes, put them in, and we know you all do it for free, and so many people enjoy it. It is uplifting for everybody, so thank you so much. Have a happy Christmas, have a healthy new year, and have a wonderful Christmas from all of us. Goodbye. Andy, do you want to do the big goodbye?
Happy Christmas, everyone.
11. Phil?
Goodbye.
12. Andy D.
I'm saying goodbye.
Oh, guys, it's a 13. It is Rob Dixon.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, 4. Right, good night, all.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
On the keys, we got JR, if you please. We got Pegsy, we got Skime, and a shout to the others at this Christmas time.
Christmas,
swords swinging, bells ringing, and it ain't Christmas carols that we're singing, but it's synthetic joy that we're bringing.
Christmas,
we're talking West Coast, that's where we're from most, and we're making some noise with the Oak Coast.
Christmas.
We're gonna etch, we're gonna sketch, we're gonna bring all the joy we can fetch. We've been playing with our knobs and we've got to the jobs, and COVID ain't beaten us yet.
Christmas.
Tell me, have you heard of a computer nerd that stood on platform zero? We'll see you later, arpeggiator is an only human hero.
Christmas.
We got DJ on the keys, we got JR, if you please, we got Pegsy, we got Skime, and a shout to the others at this Christmas time.
Only Human Radio.